Now, this is a ripper of an idea. A Queensland MP has called on the Palaszczuk government to look at naming a public monument after the Queen. The LNP's Jared Blay is pushing for a new statue to be commissioned to celebrate Her Majesty's 70th year on the throne. She's celebrating her Platinum Jubilee this year, which is an incredible milestone. And as I said earlier, what an impact she's had on the world over 70 years. Just incredible. Well, that was put to Yvette Duff, the Queensland Minister, yesterday. And talk about being dismissive.
I think my priority is keeping people safe and trying to make sure that we have the least loss of life for COVID as possible. If Jared Blay sees that as his priority, that's up to him.
What? She can only deal with one issue at a time. Surely you've got to be nimble enough in government to deal with 180 issues every day. What, only one issue? It's all about COVID. We don't want to even think about the Platinum Jubilee year for the Queen and what we might be able to add, given the fact that we're called Queensland? I don't get it. Jared Blay is on the line right now. Jared, g'day.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
That was rather dismissive.
Well, it was, but I suspect when the government, the Queensland government, does announce something to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee, Yvette Duff and all the other Republican ministers will claim credit for it. Despite being so dismissive yesterday, because ultimately the Queensland government will have to do something. They always do. And no doubt Yvette will be front and centre and lining up to shake any, you know, members of the royal family and so forth. But that's fine. That's politics. If she can only handle one thing at a time, that's her business. But I tell you what, she's not handling the hospitals very well anyway, if that's the only thing she is trying to handle.
Yeah, very true. Very true. There are already plans for Australia to commemorate the Platinum Jubilee by renaming Aspen Island in Canberra's Lake Burley Griffin. This honorary statue is a living memory of the an iconic monarch. I'm sure Queensland can do the same, surely.
Well, absolutely. And I mentioned the statue only for the fact that we've got a statue which is placed at Government House, but it was from 1986. But a lot of time, Government House, the gates are shut, so members of the public can't access Government House. But I just think for such an inspiring woman, you know, 70 years service to the people of Australia and Queensland, then I just think, you know, in her Platinum Jubilee, Her Majesty's Platinum Jubilee, it's such a momentous occasion, we should be honouring that. So whether it's a statue, naming of a building, I just think the Queensland government should have been giving some thought to this, and it appears they haven't, which is unfortunate. But I did see the Commonwealth government announce a various, you know, celebrations throughout the year and stamps, which is great. But I also think it's incumbent on state governments to do the same.
Yeah. And the time is right now, as you argue. The time is right now. Jared, thank you very much for your time. All the best with that. Keep pushing.